summit of Loon Mountain as we begin the ski season here on the program with Louise Smith at Loon. And Loon, one of our favorite mountains, as we like to ski all over the state of New Hampshire. And Loon is really probably at the top of our list. Both Liam and I really learned to ski here. I learned in my 30s. Liam learned slightly younger than me, as Louise Smith joins us. Obviously, everything in 2020 is different. Us doing an interview in masks on the top of Loon is obviously different. So what should people expect to be different about their ski experiences when they come to Loon Mountain this year?
Thank you. Yes, like you said, everything in 2020 is looking different, and Loon is no exception. So when guests are looking to arrive, the first thing you'll notice is that you will have to get ready at your car this year. So our lodges are going to be exclusively used for dining. So that means a reduced capacity, meaning that we're not having any booting up in the lodges. So be prepared to get ready at your car and then hit the slopes.
How about booking and reservations and things of that nature? Can people buy tickets here, or do they have to do that ahead of time?
We highly advise that people buy tickets ahead of time if they don't already have them. And you can do that online. We're selling day tickets for anyone that doesn't already have them from access from December 14th onwards. So look out for the announcement when they go live, because they are not currently, but we will be selling day tickets for access from December 14th access.
Are you going to have to control crowds this year? Are you going to be able to meet the normal capacity, or is there going to be days perhaps where it's going to be sold out and somebody might want to come here and drive here and they can't get a ticket here?
Yes, so we are limiting capacity, not in the regard for season pass holders. So if you do hold a season pass or an icon pass, you can come when you like. Icon pass must reserve, but you can reserve on a weekend if you'd like to do that. Day ticket holders, we advise, like I just said, to book in advance as far ahead as you possibly can to avoid disappointment, because we will be limiting the capacity on the mountain this year.
So how about the restrictions on mountain? As I mentioned, we are both wearing masks, and that is something you have to do throughout your entire time here or at any mountain across the state of New Hampshire. What's different for folks on mountain in terms of the ski experience, if you will?
So in terms of the experience itself, not much is going to change, but you will have to mask up when you are getting ready, when you're walking through any of the facilities here at Loon, waiting in line for the gondola or lift, especially while you're on the lift. In terms of the gondola, the windows have got to stay down and you have to remain masked up. It's easy to have a conversation as we are now with a mask, so we just advise that you do that. And when you're eating and dining, of course, you can take your mask off. But if you get up to use the restroom, if you get up to make another order or to leave, we must ask you to wear your mask.
How about when you're skiing?
We advise that you wear a mask while you're skiing. Obviously, if it's cold, you'll be wearing probably a buff anyway. I'll be wearing a mask while I'm out on the mountain, and I advise that you do the same.
Yeah, I think, we talked about this last year when everything was closing down, that skiing is kind of the environment that is, you know, one of the things that are most inclusive to skiing, as we are always masked up while we're skiing if it's cold out. You're wearing gloves. You generally ride with friends or family on the gondola or on the lift. So, you know, it seems like this is a activity that makes as much sense as possible in a COVID environment.
Yeah, I would agree with you there. And I think we just need to be mindful, not just as a staff and as team members, but as guests as well. While you said skiing and snowboarding is conducive to the kind of reduced contact, being masked up, it's those moments when we tend to relax that we need to be the most vigilant. And I mentioned that in terms of being in the gondola and the lodges and getting ready. We've got to be the reason that we have a season, so be mindful of not just yourself and your family and your pod, but everyone else as well. We want everyone to have a good time.
Absolutely. And one other major change that I think we should talk about, and if there's anything I'm missing, feel free to add it, but that is the lodge experience itself, where the lodge, as you referenced before, is generally, you know, kind of a starting point for skiers, where you get together, you put your stuff down, you put your stuff on, but that's not the case this year. We just had lunch at the Octagon Lodge, and they've turned it into basically a restaurant. You go up, a single person from the party goes up, they order, they bring the food out, they clean up the tables, and that's a completely different experience than what we've been used to.
Yeah, it is. All of our lodges are going to function a lot more like restaurants, like you just said, and that includes being hosted to your table, the reduced capacity, table service, and people coming to clear your table as well. And that is all to promote and stay in line with the social distancing. We have created and are continuing to create a safe environment where guests can come and join us and have a familiar experience, and they can still get on the mountain without us having to take anything too much away, if that makes sense.
So we're going to go skiing here in a sec. You're going to snowboard. And before we do that, I just wanted to touch base and see if there was anything that, you know, we were missing in regards to the COVID protocols. It seems like the big keys are to plan ahead, to decide when you're going to go skiing, book online ahead of time to avoid anything in regards to perhaps there not being a ticket available for when you get here. And the other piece was in regards to you know, wearing a mask and doing all the normal things that we're doing in society these days while you're on mountain.
Yes, I would definitely plan ahead. So that message goes out to everyone, season pass holders, people wanting to purchase day tickets, plan ahead, plan your day, make sure you bring an extra mask just in case. We know that they're pesky, they can get lost. Put one in extra pockets so that you have one and you're not going to be disappointed that you can't go anywhere. As well as that, something else I'd like to touch on is that lessons, if you're looking to get lessons this year, are going to look a little bit different. So we're not doing group lessons, obviously, to promote the social distancing. That would encourage mixing from different groups. So the option available this year will be private lessons. Of course, families of varying different abilities, we encourage you to group together within your experience level, and you can book those lessons through our central reservations team.
All right, so we're going to take a brief break here on CRNH. I am Chris Ryan. This hour, the program is presented by Riverbend Community Mental Health as well as the Prescription Center. And we're going to hit the slopes and talk about the skiing here as Loon is open. Things have opened up a little bit later this year because Mother Nature just would not allow for snow to be made in the Granite State. But it is opening up. It is getting going. And it's so exciting to be out here on mountain. We'll come back with more after this. So one of the best early runs you can have of the year is on Upper Bear Claw. Get your legs going, and that's a big part of the early portion of the ski season is you got to build your legs. And I did a lot of biking this summer, as a lot of people did across the state, but certainly, Lise, getting the legs going is an important part of early season skiing.
Yeah, absolutely. Those first couple of runs, just to warm up, just to get yourself familiar again with the mountain, heading down some of those nice runs. And the view today, you picked a spectacular day for it, for sure. You can see across the mountain range there. It's looking really nice.
You can even see over into Vermont. And that's one of the best parts of skiing, if not the best, is the ability to be out in nature and to, you know, take in all the beauty and ski amongst all the mountains here with Lincoln to our north, as well as Flume. See Mount Washington on the other side, off to the northeast. And skiing in the views is so beautiful.
Yeah, there are so many advantages to getting outside, getting some fresh air, and especially being on the mountain doing something that you love. It's very beneficial for your mental health, and I think that's super important to reinforce this year especially. We spent a lot of time inside and getting out at any opportunity, of course. Remember to be safe, fit, and healthy, and that's a good message.
Yeah, and I think you're trying new things as well. Where skiing is, it is difficult to learn, and it took me a while to get to the point where you know, I could ski pretty much anywhere across the mountain and starting in my 30s. But doing so has been, you know, so rewarding. And I encourage people, you know, as the winter comes upon us and the outdoor options start to diminish, to find new things, whether it's snowshoeing, whether it's ice skating, or coming to ski.
I agree with you completely. I didn't learn to snowboard until I was 14. As you can imagine, growing up in England, we had very little access.
You're from England?
Yeah, I am.
It's amazing. I could not have told. I was sure you're from south of Boston.
Yeah, the accent's super thick, right? Yeah, I completely agree. Like I said, having access to snow was not something I was familiar with growing up in England. So I learned on a family vacation, and I kind of took it from there. So my opportunities were few and far between. But I would absolutely encourage you, if you've never done this before, to take a lesson. All it takes is one step, and I encourage you after that to kind of sit down and say what you did like and kind of take another one as well, because learning something new is of course always difficult, but we've got to test ourselves, and getting outside is a perfect way to do that.
So what are the plans for, you know, opening up the mountain on a more a larger scale? It's, I'd say about 25% of the mountain's open as we do this here on Thursday and air it on Friday. What are the plans in terms of getting more of the mountain open, and obviously Mother Nature has to cooperate with that?
Yeah, of course. So as you mentioned earlier, we've opened a little later this year. I think resorts across the Northeast have been at the mercy of Mother Nature and her warmer weather in later November. We're open now with 14 trails, just over 82 acres. And as we move forward, we're seeing those temperatures drop, especially over this weekend. So I'm sure that our snowmaking team will have a full plan to go full throttle with those guns and open that acreage as soon as possible, which will give us more opportunity to get some more people on the mountain.
Yeah, and right now it is only open to season pass holders or pass holders. And when do you plan to open up for the general public?
That is correct. We plan to open up for the general public selling day tickets with access from December 14th. So that will be the first day that you can buy a day ticket to come on mountain here at Loon.
And, you know, one of the great things about this is three mountain peaks, and it's such an expansive area that you can ski. So you find yourself in new places throughout the course of the day. Obviously, as winter moves along, that will be available to folks. But that's one of the main draws for me to Loon, is that there's so much open space. It may be crowded at times, but you can always find some trails on the mountain that are a little bit off the beaten path and find your way into some open space.
Definitely. Everyone's got their favorites, and I know that we have some familiar faces here, so we encourage you to get out, find your favorite run, and just enjoy it. Be mindful of others, of course, when you're on the mountain, but yeah, while you're here, enjoy yourself and just get outside.
All right, so we're at Loon Mountain, and we're going to continue to ski here as Liam and I head down mountain with Louise. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, you're listening to CRNH on KXL. I am Chris Ryan. This hour presented by Riverbend Community Mental Health as well as the Prescription Center.